When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go.
And the Giants mobile
app. Get them in there. Let's go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
The front office edition of the Giants Huddle podcast is brought to you by the City College of New York, doing remarkable things. Learn more at ccny.cuny.edu. And we're joined by Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale. And how exciting is it to finally get these young guys into the building and starting to do some work with them?
Oh, it's real exciting. And it's not only exciting just for them, it's just getting everybody back and seeing the new additions that we added in free agency and have them come together. And it's really going well.
You were pretty fired up when the team took Deontay Banks with that first round pick. No, not at all. What is it about the kid's skill set that you really like?
I just think he's everything you want in a corner. Starting off with he's tough and he can tackle, and he likes to play press coverage, and he likes to be on the island out there, and he loves the challenge of it. And you can see he's that way here. Very humble kid from Baltimore. And a matter of fact, I went down to a football camp that Jameel McClain put on, who Jameel, played here, and he played for us in Baltimore as well. And he was at that camp as a camper when he was like a freshman in high school. And it was pretty cool. So
he's got a lot of game. Obviously, there's a learning curve when you come into the National Football League. What are some of the things that you try to get accomplished with him this time of year before you get to camp and the other young guys, the other rookies, and the other undrafted free agents?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is strip their game completely down. I think he's got the best secondary coach in the league with Jerome Henderson, and he does a great job of that. I mean, I'm talking about start from stance, initial footwork, stance, start, techniques, and fundamentals. And, he's done a nice job of just jumping in there, and they don't have any bad habits, right? when you start that way, and I'm sure you'll see some. But the thing I like about him is just his energy and how he wants to compete.
So last season, obviously, used a lot of three safeties in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Some of it was a function of roster. Some of it's a function of what you want to do. Is it a situation where, as you get to camp and you take a look at the overall strengths of your defensive secondary, you'll kind of figure out from there what you want to do?
Yeah, I think it, because you think everybody's going to take a step forward, from X on down and get better at certain things. And, what we do is we're always trying to evolve as a defense and always, trying to throw the change up after you throw three fastballs at them and keep them guessing that way. So we're going to put the best 11 on the field, especially in critical situations.
And it's really not 11 in today's NFL, is it? It's more like 15 to 17 that you've got to be.
Oh, yeah, multiple. No doubt.
And it's really 17
starters.
We saw
that last year. It was more than that.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about where we're at defensively with the roster. I was just talking to Joe about that earlier. It's come a long way in 1 year, and I'm looking forward to getting back in training camp and getting things going.
Last year, being around the building during training camp, there was a lot of positive vibes about Darian Beavers. And then, unfortunately, he got hurt. So he loses his rookie season. What are some of the things that you liked about him and that you need to see improved upon for him to take a next step?
I think that what you liked about him was his physicality. And he was different than others out there. That's what jumped out at me. He still has, he's really going to play his rookie year this year. So a redshirt rookie, if you will. And I think that there's going to be a battle there with he and JD. And you know, we still, you know, we just talked about it in the room. It's not only playing linebacker, it's who's going to be the best special team players.
All right, let's go to the edge, because Kayvon Thibodeau, obviously last year, you know, once he got healthy, started to show more and more. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you've seen from him moving forward that excite you?
I first of all, it's like I love the kid himself, you know. So I said earlier, you know, he has no ceiling. And I believe that, because he can do whatever he puts his mind to. You know, we talked about last year after the season was over with, I said, I think you need to get stronger in your legs and in your core. And that was his focus this year in the offseason. And you're going to see that keep developing. He's going to get better and better every game that he plays here.
And the football IQ, I know, is something that you
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but unbelievable. He's an old soul guy who has a lot of aspirations and dreams, and he's going to chase them, and that's good for the Giants.
Obviously, last year, you never had that full balance with pressure coming off both edges,
right?
Because Azeez coming off the rookie season, which was pretty darn good, mm-hmm. just but dealt with injuries from that calf injury, from the jet practice, mm-hmm. that just lingered throughout the course of the season. How important is it to have balance and have both of those guys week in and week out?
Well, I think that it's going to be good for both of them, first of all, because there's not one just one way where you can slide the protections. I think that Z's has come back. He's another one that's come back. You can see that he's taking care of his body. To me, he looks bigger than what he did last year, and I'm excited to see him get going as well.
Final question. As the game continues to evolve and more quarterbacks that have tremendous mobility come into the sport that can also throw it, not just run it, you know, you've had a lot of different philosophies over the years. Just talk a little bit about how you have to evolve each year as a defensive coordinator, just based on the way the game is evolving right now.
Right. If you don't have a growth mentality as a coach, you're not going to be coaching much longer. I think that, you know, you look at college tape, when you're doing all the draft, you know, breakdowns of all the guys and see the different things of how defenses are playing the offenses with the mobile quarterbacks. And you also look at plays. You know, if they're successful plays, they'll show up on Sunday, because the offensive coordinators in this league are too good, and they're going to go – they're always looking for something to steal. So it's like – college football's like 4 years ahead of what we'll see offensively in the NFL. Just because of that, and because of the mobile quarterbacks, you're going to see more and more of it. You know, the RPOs, the options, the, you know, the sprint outs, all the different things. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full with that. But I think we got enough guys that are up to the challenge.
Appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this off season, and we'll revisit in the summer.
All right.
That's New York Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale, the front office edition of the Giants Huddle podcast, brought to you by City College of New York, doing remarkable things. Learn more at ccny.cuny.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.